This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour of the show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. All your insurance needs, and you have multiple insurance needs. They handle them all and do everything they can to save you money. And don't forget about the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament taking place August 7th, Susquehanna Valley Country Club to benefit the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. Great to be joined as always. Any chance I get a chance to talk to Donnie Collins, I relish it. Donnie, welcome back.
How are you doing, Steve? It's been a while.
It's been too long, my friend. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
No problem. You coming up here tomorrow? We got a big event coming up with Happy Valley United.
They do, and I was going to ask you about that, and no, I will not. I did the Philadelphia event, but I'm emceeing the Special Olympics opening ceremonies tomorrow night. So,
that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
So it's the state of Pennsylvania, Special Olympics. So I've got that coming up. So I think they gave me a pass on this one because of it.
we'll miss you though.
So these events, and I was a part of the Philadelphia event, and Saquon Barkley was there among many others. I know what they with the $22 million everybody's going to have to come up with starting next fall, but when you talk to everybody, whether it's football and basketball in particular, as Mike Rhodes and James are both going to be there, how important is NIL still in this complex financial deal they're in right now?
Well, it's important to everybody, right? I mean, there's a reason they're getting James here at an event in Pittston, Pennsylvania, West Pittston, whatever side of the river this event on, and there's a reason you're getting players to come to these events, and there's a reason Mike Rhodes is now making his second trip up to the area, I think, since he was named head coach. I think he was here for the Scranton chapter dinner last year.
Because he and I were the two speakers last year.
Correct. I knew you were there for that one. it's important, and it's not just one of those events where, the kids are coming out to promote the program and the coaches are coming out to give their spiel. They're coming out to kind of rally support because they need it. They need the fans. They need the alumni to kind of be there in a more financial way to have the kind of programs that they want to have. And I would assume going forward, this is not just going to be Mike and James coming to these events. I think you're going to see, and it hasn't been in the past up here. We've had a lot more coaches that coming through. But I think we're going to see a more regular pitch from a lot of these coaches coming through to kind of bolster NIL and show the good things that are going on with the programs and the way to rally support in places like Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Hazleton, up here in northeastern Pennsylvania, is to be there and do it yourself and kind of get the excitement going that way. It's tough to do it through email, through social media. So I think that these guys are doing the right thing coming up here, and I think it'll be a big topic of conversation, and it's always a big topic of conversation with fans because some want to do more, some still kind of trying to figure out why they should.
All right, so there are going to be a couple of issues now I want to get into with that. So let's start with the big one. It is the $630 million in addition to the $70 million that was allocated a year ago on Beaver Stadium. How do the people in your area view it, what they're going to do with Beaver Stadium, and how do you personally view it?
So I think it's two different ways, probably. I mean, maybe it's not. I don't know. The fans, I think, want to know, what do we get out of it? You know, what how does it make it better for us? And the number one way that seems to appease them, and I get, I don't know if that's the word, but I'll use it to appease the fans, is, well, you can now host a playoff game. You can't do it without a renovation. So everybody wants to host a playoff game if that's requested of them. So now they get that, and then it's, well, how does it affect the tradition of the stadium? Well, and that's always the tricky thing, because anytime you change something, it does change "quote unquote" tradition in the minds of the fans. I think when you look at it, what they're going to do, it doesn't change anything really that much on the inside going forward. I think fans tend to adjust anyway. As long as it feels the same, it'll be the same to them. And I think that's going to be very important for Penn State, is to keep the feel of what a game day atmosphere is like the same. But it is going to look quite a bit different on the outside. And it's going to be, how many, what are we getting out of this? Is this going to be tangibly affecting me? Is it just press areas? Is it just luxury suites? Is it just a lot of different things? And I think there's going to be enough for fans. For me, as a reporter, somebody who's gone to games there forever, so, somebody went to school there, it's a lot of money. It is, but I think you need some of the stuff. I think you need to update the facility every once in a while. And Beaver Stadium, I think of all the facilities I've covered games in, of all the facilities I go to games in regularly, that's easily the one that's been updated the least. And that's even with the addition of upper deck since I've been in there, and or since I started going there, and luxury areas on the, what is it, the east side of the stadium that are really nice, and the media room on the south end, and the recruiting room. So it's a lot of things fans don't see that I think they're going to want to know, what are we getting out of this?
Right. Exactly. And to build new probably would have been $1.5 to $1.8
billion. Yeah. Billion.
Right.
Yeah. It's a money saver to just redo it, that's kind of easy to say. It's kind of hard to convince people it's a money saver when you're spending $690 million, but right. It is. It just is. And they're going to do it. They're going to do the right thing here. They're going to make it a more, useful venue year round. They're going to have. Yes. They're going to be able to have the conferences there, and people are going to be able to use it for things that aren't just football games. And that's what anybody doing renovations now is really doing in stadiums. But it's just going to cost a lot of money, and that's partly because of the size of the facility, and also partly because a lot of this stuff hasn't been touched.
Well, the back, there's a chunk of this that's the back maintenance. There's 100 to 150 million on it that's back maintenance that has to be taken care of. But this is going to be not, we know about the west side. The other three quarters of the stadium will probably look pretty much the same, except for wider concourses. I'm talking about triple width, wider entrances, the lighting in the stadium. I mean, that's something that fans are going to notice. Hey, wow, the lighting's even better. I mean, these are all things that they feel they have to do. The spectacular part's going to be the west side, as we all know, including the Donnie Collins press box.
The memorial press box. Yeah,
no,
I like the press box.
I did not say memorial, my friend. I did not.
Oh, I know. I know you did not. But I will defend the press box. If they could spend $670 million and keep the press box the way it is, exactly, I'd be okay with it. I honestly would. I really like the press box. I love the view, and that's the most important thing for me working the game. I don't need 10 bathrooms.
You know what? I'm glad you said that. People have always asked me about that, and I said, look, as long as I'm in a good spot to broadcast the game, I really don't care. I don't care where it's been. The old Northwestern press box, which you remember how bad that was. I'm talking about the old one.
It was awful, but good view.
It was brutal. But you're at the 45-yard line. It's not that bad.
Nobody has a better seat than I do. Nobody sees the field the way I do. It's I'm at like the 47. I think I think I'm actually right above you. So
yeah.
So it's such a tremendous view. It's very easy to do your work there. It's better than Ohio State, where you're kind of down at the 10. Other places, you know, you're kind of in the corner. Auburn, we were in the end zone, and that's not a great view to me.
Well, that's where I was in the corner. Like, you guys were in the end zone. I was at the corner of the end zone. Great spot.
Years ago, I used to do Syracuse basketball. It was kind of my first job. So back before they had won the national championship season, which was 2002-03, started the season there with seats right across from the bench on the floor. And like, you can't get a better seat than this. And the next year, you're behind the baseline about 10 yards and up on a rafter near the band. It went from the best seat to the worst seat. So I put a premium on the view.
Yeah, I do too. Well, Minnesota basketball, Williams Arena, they had us at mid-quarter, just to the right of the mid-court line, first row upper deck, fabulous. Then they moved us to the corner of the building. Now, the Minnesota guys still had the same spot at midcourt, but they moved us to the corner of the building. And every time Dick Girardi and I walk in, we look over at where we used to be, and those seats are empty every single time. Great plan. Great plan. All right, so now let's take it to the next part. NCAA committee is meeting tomorrow, and in all likelihood, they're going to say, yes, you can do logos, field, sponsorship logos on the field, and yes, sponsorship logos on jerseys, as you will see with the NBA Finals coming up, with Chime and Vistaprint getting a lot of airtime for Dallas and Boston, respectively. What's your thought on going that route?
I what I prefer as a sports fan and somebody who loves the tradition of it, that they didn't do that, yes. But I don't know how you could sit and complain about the cost of doing this stuff and then prevent anybody from making money off of the product and deferring some of that cost. I mean, it's probably not all of it going to go to that, or any of it, maybe. I don't know, but you have to be able to make money somehow. And I will be honest, I barely notice. I know the Celtics do this to print, and I because I just watch a lot of their games, and the Yankees have a patch. Even the Yankees have a patch now on their sleeve for an insurance company, and it looks horrible, but I could ignore it. The naming rights thing, I think that might be, if they ever do a naming rights deal, I think that might be big that might be a big bone of contention with fans. That I would wonder, when you're naming the stadium something else, and I think that it always comes down to that, when they do something like that. But to be able to do, the logos on the field, on the uniforms, I think when you're in the seats, and I could be wrong, I think that's kind of the last thing you notice. Mm. You wouldn't notice if it wasn't there. Not that you wouldn't notice it, but it'd be, you'd kind of get over it pretty quickly. So I think that's just going to be another way to make money, and I don't love it. I won't like the look of it, but do athletic departments need money to fund programs these days? Yes. Do you need it to pay the players? Absolutely. So yeah. I think it's a good thing probably for the departments and ultimately the players. But I does it lead to some things that maybe I personally don't like? Yes. But yeah, I think a fan in this debate is going to take a lot more offense to that than I am.
For one thing, the fan in the stand won't even know on the jerseys won't even notice it, right?
Yeah.
But on TV, which is why you do it, NBA teams are getting upwards of $15 million a year for that. Well, yeah. $15 million, I mean, college football is the second most popular sport in the country behind the NFL. Mm-hmm. Boy, $15 million would go a long way to making a dent in the... I mean, Penn State's going to have to be one of the schools that pays $22 million for athletes. per year, that'd go a long way toward that. So I can understand why you'd think about it.
Yeah, and everybody's going to think about it. All the professional teams that can do it, do it. And look, I can attest to this. You could sit in the TD Garden and not notice it. But yeah, when you go to the team store to buy a Jason Tatum jersey, there's VistaPrint. So
right. That's right.
And that's exactly what VistaPrint wants. The guy in the nosebleed seats isn't going to see it, and they know that. But they want you to buy as part of that jersey. You're buying the logo, and it's crazy because I noticed a couple of months ago I went to a Yankees game, and they had a deal at the time where they were for $125 you can get the Yankees uniform with the insurance company patch on the arm, and people were buying it, because that's the authentic jersey now. You could still buy it without the patch, but people wanted it because that's what the players are wearing. So I think actually $15 million is a little light kind of advertising they're getting.
Well, I think college football can get more for that. They can get
100%.
More than that, right? And yeah. Because an NBA regular season game, really?
No.
Come on. So I agree that that's a little late. Because your investment would not just be on football. Your investment would be in the other sports too, which includes basketball, wrestling. I don't know if Kale would have to wear a jacket that had it on there or not. I don't know.
That might take some convincing there. But you're right.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw in Vicks, I saw a baseball jersey, a Penn State baseball jersey, and this is before they went to the Big Ten championship game. So yeah, it would look, any kind of a logo would look real nice on that jersey. So yeah. and they're selling them at Dick's. You could just, hey, it's part of the deal, and that's any sport.
Because look, it's a different era. The House versus the NCAA case. Well, it all started with Alston, the Alston case, but now we're up to House. And guess what? I mean, why is the EA Sports game coming back this summer? Because they settled the O'Bannon case. So the NCAA. Right. So now they're allowed to do it, and they figured out a way to get at least some pocket change into the hands of the players. I think it's $600, plus they get the game. And I think if you ask the players, the game is more valuable to them.
Yeah. The game's almost $100.
Yeah. That's right. Now, Donnie, things you and I thought... You and I never thought we'd be talking about.
Yeah, never would have thought that this would happen. But here it is. We're living it.
Yeah, we're living it. At some point,
it's Dom DeLuca selling pasta sauce.
I'd buy that.
Oh yeah. If he says it's good, I probably am with
him. If Dominic DeLuca tells me it's good, it's good. Well, at some point, for a couple of laughs, we should talk about games. We'll do that at a later date.
That'd be fun too.
Donnie, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
All right, Steve. We'll see you.
Donnie Collins, Scranton Times Tribune, always does outstanding work. Just for a couple laughs, Todd. We're going to talk about games
soon. Soon.
Ay. And the bottom line is I can talk about games. I've already done, I'm finished with all the pre-prep on everybody. So, I mean, I've gone through it. I mean, I know of the teams Penn State's playing. I know who they have. But as of this hour, that's not the dominant story. So we'll get there.
It's June. It's coming.
Yeah. All right. We'll come back. We'll come back with more in a moment. Great to have you with us today. This half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewer's Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewer's Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.